Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Mad Women and Mommy Show. Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Mad Women and Mommy Show. Woo!
Teardrops running down my face as I reminisce on your wonderful grace. And I, your presence is a wonderful place. You give me strength to overcome what I face. I thank you for taking me out of darkness. Despite my flaws, you love me regardless. I was lost, hopeless and heartless, dead in my sin, a decaying carcass. But you came and you set me free. Despite my struggles, you've always seen the best in me. Yeah, Father, I praise you. Father, I thank you. You made a way so I could receive breakthrough. So I pray through, doing what I'm made to. No matter the need, Father God, you always came through. So I will seek you first in all things. I just want to get lost in your presence.
I just want to get lost in your presence.
I just want to get lost in your presence. I just wanna get lost in your presence. Take me to that quiet place. Take me to that secret place where I can find and seek your face. Endless mercy, endless grace. Take me to that quiet place. Take me to that secret place where I can find and seek your face. Endless mercy, endless grace.
Teardrops running down my face as I reminisce on your wonderful grace. Yeah, you've never left me, never forsaken me. You give me strength to hold on when life is breaking me. Father created me a new heart of flesh. I'm up late at night cause I can hardly rest. I'm seeking for the yes, for your endless mercy, longing for your presence.
I just wanna get lost in your presence.
I just wanna get lost in your presence.
I just wanna get lost in your
presence. I just wanna get lost in your presence.
I just wanna get lost in your presence.
Presence.
I just wanna get lost in your presence.
Presence.
Take me to that quiet place. Take me to that secret place where I can find and seek your face. Endless mercy, endless grace. Take me to that quiet place. Take me to that secret place where I can find and seek your face. Endless mercy, endless grace.
Hi guys, so we're back. Here we are, it's Madeline and Mommy. And we are super excited about today's show. We are going to be talking about, of course, the pandemic. We have coffee time with Ellen, Nikki, and Madeline coming up here at 4:10 Eastern Standard Time, PM. And then we have our USA Lifetime star, Mrs. Boston reporter, calling in today, Kathleen Rivera. And she's going to be telling us what's going on over there in Boston during the pandemic. And then we're going to be talking a little bit about Easter, because it is Holy Week, so we can't forget about Easter. Also announced this past week that Mad's Fashion Show is going to be held August 8th and 9th at the Florida Kids and Family Expo. Yay! Very exciting stuff. And that event is still subject to change, so you have to keep up to date on our fan page and on our event page. For that event, because it just depends on the pandemic where we are at that point as to if the convention center is going to push that event into December. But at this point, it is on for August 8th and 9th at the Orange County Convention Center, Mad's Fashion Show, and USA Lifetime Star Reporter Pageant. More details will be coming up about that. So we have a couple minutes before our first caller calls in, so we're going to listen to another song, and it's perfect for this week. It's called Holy, and then we'll be back. Coffee time with Ellen, Nikki, and Madeline. Let's say hello. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Enjoying the beautiful day, doing some gardening.
I'm glad to hear you're in good spirits. I know everyone is really struggling right now to get through this pandemic. But we're all doing a great job.
Trying.
I know, it's a tough job.
Yes, it is. How are you guys holding up on your end?
Oh, man. Well, we were just talking a little bit about how we changed Mad Fashion Show to the Florida Kids and Family Expo. So that's been pushed back to August. And we're working on a multitude of things between now and then and hoping that and praying that the pandemic will lift the way before then, you know. And we're talking a little bit about Easter. This is actually Holy Week. So that's why I played that last song. I thought it was quite suitable. And then we were also discussing a little bit about, you know, how Madeline's in school. She's doing a virtual school and how she had a virtual play date. Well, she called it a hangout session. I was corrected. But the girls hung out over the weekend on their no, she's a baby. She's making a hot chocolate over here. They hung out on their Fortnite game, you know, and had a virtual hangout session. But I know that the kids are also, we're all struggling to adjust to this way of living for right now. And, you know, hoping and praying that each day that we, everything will go back to normal or to at least somewhat to what we're used to. I know that the kids are also struggling with getting used to their daily routine at home, at school. A lot of them are doing really well with it. I know you've got three kids in your house that are in school, and I have one. I have two more that already went to school, and one of them actually did homeschooling. So we are a little bit accustomed to this type of education. Yeah, AJ is there. And so, you know, we've been talking to you as well a little bit about how the kids are doing with their online courses. So give us a little insight on this, Nikki, because I know you have a special needs child too.
Yeah, I do. Well, for my seventh grade, for Ariana, she's in seventh grade. The adjustment for us was it was easy for us because we have all the tools at home to use. So it was just her learning how to move around ClassLink. So, but once she's got it, she was excited this morning. She got up and she did her first live streaming online class with her teacher. And so I know her and some of her classmates found out that they can actually private chat while they're in their lessons and they can talk to their teacher, and they are doing live streaming for tutoring as well. So those are great, great things. So Ariana's doing great as far as adjusting to it. As far as my son, who's an ESE, we have not heard hardly much of anything. This is going to be a challenge for our ESE and our students with disabilities because their plans are built so individualized in the classroom that now they're having to figure out how they're going to do this remotely. So I know for us here, from what I was updated by the teachers today, is that they are doing paper, which means we will have the option of going to the school and picking up packets of paper classwork or having them mail it to our home. So I like to get things done and more expedient, so I'll probably be one of the parents that picks it up. So, and then we'll just have to figure out a way how to sanitize everything and, you know, and all that. So, but that's their plan for now. So, and we're just waiting for those packets to be completed. So until that happens, we're waiting for ESEs.
And how does the community and the teachers feel about all that?
I know for me being a parent, I'm pretty upset only because my son is a higher functioning learning student. So I know that he has the tools and everything he needs to do ClassLink. And I know his teachers could utilize the virtual. For me, I think this would be a great opportunity for our ESD kids, especially those who are higher learning and even on the second levels where they can interact. I mean, if you're hearing impaired, it's great because it can talk back to you and you can read it right on the screen. If you have other learning disabilities, there's so many functions that they can use on there. And then, of course, we have other students who are not even able to operate. So I think they should have taken it on a case by case. But other than that, yeah. So the school board wants us to do, and I guess that is paperwork. So I'm just waiting. As far as some of the teachers, I know this is hard for them because they can't really support the ESC teachers cannot really support their students. They'll be doing phone calls and phone conferences where they're on the phone with the kids, or if they have video conferencing, then they can visually see their teacher, and their teacher will just have to try to assist them at home. I know that they have other resources where a lot of like specialty teachers or specialty resources, they'll also be doing weekly phone checks where they'll be calling us parents weekly and to see if they can assist us. But they can't really come to the kid. And yeah, so I don't know. This is just, it's just, I guess winging it is kind of how we feel. And I am worried about our ESE kids and hoping that they learn what they need to learn and not hopefully not be missed.
I know. I was going to look into the Pasco County School Board and find out what their system is like for you. Just haven't yet. You know, even though we're at home, we're still very busy working. The time goes so quickly. And honestly, for Madeline and I, we've been over here filming and working on some projects and doing some submissions of our own. And we were literally filming up until like 5 minutes before showtime. And I hopped in here with like 1 minute left. 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Five seconds. Right? I mean, yeah. I'm doing some repotting plants today, so I'm enjoying some of that and swapping plants with my sister because that's how we have to do things now. So I've been working on those. As far as stuff going on in the business, we still have things moving. We still have clients coming to see us. So that's kind of exciting. A lot of our stuff, you know, we're just I'm not charging fees to my clients if we're rebooking. So I removed all my fees. So yeah. So they don't have to do any of that. Okay. So we're just moving around. But I have been working on some, you know, artistic projects and stuff like that. So, you know, working on some other videos. We are in our sixth year, so we're really excited because, you know, we've passed our 5-year mark. So that's a big deal for us. And we've been working on some stuff for that. So we stay busy too.
I know. And I know we were talking about a distance photo shoot even with Madeline.
Yep. I'm studying to see how that goes. I've seen some other photographers do that all over the United States and the world so they can continue to keep doing what they're doing. So,
yeah.
Works. I think it would be interesting. So, yeah.
I know.
I'm researching and
yeah.
Learning.
Well, you have all the equipment. You can do it, and it'll look like you're right up on her. It doesn't even matter if you're 6 or 20 feet away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the interesting thing is trying to maneuver equipment to set that staging up. So I'm not sure how other photographers are doing it. I'm going to do some research, though.
Well, if you do the shoot outdoors, it shouldn't be much of a problem, you know?
Yes, that would be lovely. I know we have state parks, so we have to get a little bit more creative with our location. But trust me, a photographer will always find a way. A creative always finds a way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep, but, yeah, so anything else you'd like to add about how your week has been going? I know you were on last week, too. We were talking about the coronavirus and the quarantine and everything.
No, just staying quarantined, spending a lot of valuable time with my family. We've been staying busy with card games and movies, and we're actually cooking together and we're eating. You know, I know we've all sat down at the dinner table, not every night, but, you know, we're definitely sitting down
more
at the
often.
Table and eating more.
Yeah.
Together. So that's nice.
Right.
We're actually enjoying it. So yeah, it's kind of been nice.
Exactly. And are you guys making plans for Easter?
Well, my kids are older now, so it's a lot different for us. So we'll see. We're probably just going to relax at home and just enjoy Easter Sunday.
Well, everybody's going to be relaxing at home, but you know what? Since the quarantine, like there's so many fun games, and you guys can always, you know, you're cooking together. We're going to make a nice Easter dinner. I mean, this isn't out of the ordinary for us. We're going to do an Easter egg.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Color eggs. Maybe I'll go
get
some eggs and see if we can find some egg
coloring.
So we made you that.
They have really neat Easter egg coloring kits out there right now. We got a couple different kinds because we always try to do more than one kind. They have unicorn ones here. We got unicorn. And what's the other one, Madeline?
Galactic egg.
Galactic eggs. They look like they're from outer space. So, yeah, those are very exciting. She's showing everyone on Facebook right now. And then also we have the little plastic eggs. You can get them at PAA. That you take apart and you can fill them with candy or money if you have any of that. And hide them, and then the kids can run around and find them. Put them in really difficult places for your older kids and give them something to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things you guys can do for Easter, and just have fun being at home. For us, Easter has always been here at the house. Sometimes we do a small Easter egg hunt. Sometimes it just kind of depends on what we're doing. We've never really gone out for Easter.
We go to church for Easter.
We do. We go to church.
Yeah,
and then we cook
church.
Dinner here.
We'll probably
so
be walking in and doing our webcasting.
You can do online church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep,
I posted yesterday from
sure.
the Vatican. I posted from the Vatican yesterday, and then today I posted some stuff that's local. You can go online and find your local church. Most of them are having online services. So.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we're going to be doing some planting. We're going to plant some sunflowers over here. And
we're planting green peppers right now.
Outdoor activities are the best. Everyone's yards are going to look amazing come fall time. I'll tell you that.
Right?
Yes. And I saw a lady mulching yesterday. I said, ooh, that was good. You need to get me some mulch. That's the new party.
Mulching party.
How much have you finished? I'm almost done with my hot chocolate. Did you drink your coffee, Nikki?
Yep, I'm good.
All right, well, it looks like we have ended this segment. We've got our next caller on the other line. Can you tell the listeners real quick how they can book a photo session with you real quick?
Oh, yeah. So, everyone, if you would like to book sessions with us, and we do everything from kids and families to events to headshots, and anything you can think of, we are really go-to. We can do videos and photography. And you can find out more information about us by visiting our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. Or you can simply go to Facebook. Everybody loves Facebook. And you can do at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. So those are two great
Yay!
Ways to find us. And we're pretty quick in response. So.
Yes. And I know once this pandemic is lifted, we are all going to, our schedules are just going to get slammed. So right now is the time to book your session for summer and fall, right?
Yes, I would, because right now it is, I'm leaving pretty much all of our schedules pretty much open. And if you book now, you'll
yeah.
be first come, first serve at picking those dates. So, and
yeah.
my calendar
and then,
will start to really fill up in the next month.
Yeah, exactly. And then in August, you'll be at Mad's Fashion Show at the Florida Kid and Family Expo, and I know you'll be running specials that weekend too, but that's far away from now. So definitely get
that
your
is,
spring
yeah.
and summer. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call in.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on the show, and enjoy your Easter week.
Yes, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Guys.
Bye. All right. Here we go. And it looks like Mrs. Boston's been on hold here for a couple minutes, so we're just going to switch right over and say hello. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. There you are. Hi. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Man, we're hanging in there, girl. I'm glad to hear your voice. Tell us, well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you. Welcome to the family. You are one of our newer crowned queens, and you're Mrs. Boston.
Yay!
So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. And I know that all of the stuff going on with the pandemic has really kind of put a hold on all the events and everything. But once we get back into the swing of it, you guys are going to really have a lot of fun. So can you tell us what it's been like over there in Boston, Kathleen, with this pandemic?
Over here in Boston, the cases are rising. People are staying inside as much as they can. But we do have our elderlies that we have many elderlies in our neighborhood. So we are trying to do our best to check up on them, making sure they have everything, that they don't need to go out for anything. So we bring things to their doorsteps, making sure that they're safe. So that those are the most important, you know, right now it's what we're doing. So even though I was in quarantine myself, actually, and it was very scary. My father's nurse was diagnosed, so therefore my father was exposed. But because I always had everything in place, you know, to keep clean, always washing the hands.
Right.
So that made a difference. So we're good. Our quarantine has lifted, but we're still going to continue, of course, as if we were. That's the only thing that, you know, we all can do right now. Was watching the news, and you know, the cases are rising here in Boston, which is, you know, a bit scary for a lot of us. We have friends and family that have been affected, but we're just praying and, you know, keeping our faith and hope that, you know, this ends soon so we can get to our normal lives.
I know. That's what we've been talking about this whole show. And, well, you guys, and y'all just stay inside. I know you are. And you're a caregiver, right?
Yes, I am. Yes,
you're
I am.
You're like kind of in the front line there. I hope you're wearing a mask and, you know, taking all precautions there, sweetie.
Yes, yes. Always, always, always. That is number one. And the nurses, you know, they're very good. We have a good system here. You know, with our elderly and kids as well. So there's always someone calling the homes, making sure everybody's safe. So we have a plan in place. We have resources, many resources in Boston for families. So we're trying to hang in there.
You need to make sure that you snap a photo at some point, with your title on, showing that you're doing your community service hours, sweetie. Because that's huge. You know, you're really, and you're over there by yourself and you're doing all this on your own. I really commend you for that. And also, I understand that you're running a business out of your home. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, it's my business is called Catskillacy Bling, and it's from Paparazzi Accessories. And all the jewelry is $5. So it's inexpensive, but a beautiful jewelry, nickel and lead free. So, you know, instead of spending all this amount of money on a piece of jewelry, usually the necklaces come with the earrings. Well, actually, the necklace do come with the earrings, and that's $5. And we have other accessories available. And we all now there's a men's collection. And we have kids jewelry for just a dollar. So
good.
Also, yes,
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, and I run that business. Yes, I do. And it's amazing.
So how do we shop under you, or how do we do this?
If you go to catglitzybling.com, so it's KATSGLITZ Y and bling BLING.com, you'll be connected to my website.
Awesome. And I know you have social media too, don't you? You have a fan page or something?
Yes, I have.
You run your live videos and get people excited.
Yes, I have videos. I didn't do videos for the last 2 weeks because I just wanted to make sure I was okay. I didn't want to send any jewelry out if my health was in any risk, and I didn't want to put anybody else to risk. So I did the smart thing and I stopped for the past 2 weeks. But my quarantine was lifted today by the nurse who called me today actually and said, it was lifted a couple of days ago. And I'm like, well, you know, I just wanted to make sure. You know, I just wanted to be safe. But yes, I'm ready to start doing my lives. I'll be start doing my lives again this week, and invoicing, shipping. I do that from my home, but I also have my website, and that anyone can shop 24/7. And
oh,
any
yeah.
questions? If you know
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the website again?
It's catsglitzybling.com.
Okay, perfect. And we're working on our next episode of the Mad Little Mommy Show, so don't forget to submit your video of your opinions or, you know, whatever you want to talk about in reference to the pandemic. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're doing a great job, and keep the faith. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to call in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, sweetie. All right. You take care. Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter. Have a blessed day, blessed week. And until we talk again.
Yeah, it's nice to get to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get to see you one day soon.
Yes.
We'd love to have you come over in August. I don't know what your plans are in August, but we're still trying to follow through with our event, and right now it's scheduled for August 8th and 9th. So it should be pretty good. We'd love to have you. All right, but we'll keep in touch, all right?
Yes, we will.
All right, hon. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice. And she also is our Spanish-speaking reporter. So she does interviews in Spanish and English. Madeline? Oh, it's time to sign off. Where are you? There you are. You ready to say goodnight?
Goodnight, Ethel.
You get your face down there. Goodnight, Ethel.
Did you drink one, too?
I did. I drank both of our hot chocolates. I was thirsty. I'm so sorry.
Facebook and Instagram.
Google Plus and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo!
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo!
Goodnight, Ethel. Good night, Ethel. Good night, everybody. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up on our YouTube channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. Oh. On the Madeline and Mommy Show YouTube channel. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Happy Easter.